Welcome to Board Game Top Tens for Wednesday, December 11th, 2024. This is the GTS Distribution Edition, a monthly look at the top-selling board games in the hobby industry. I don't think I mentioned, this is episode 987. As we continue to catch up on old lists, we're now all the way up to September of 2024, getting ever closer to the present. At number 10 is Café Barras, Barras, B-A-R-A-S, by Roberta Taylor, published by Kids Table BG. Repeating at number 9, Wingspan Asia, by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games. Re-entering the top 10 for the first time since April of 2024, climbing four spots from 12 to 8, Root, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games. This is the 19th month in the top 10 for Root. It is number 4 on the list of longest-running games on this chart. Now, this chart is not as old. Well, in a way, it's almost as old as this podcast. They published lists, originally it was quarterly, back in 2013. Then there was a stretch where we didn't capture any data, it wasn't being updated regularly. It didn't go to a monthly capture until 2018. So we've had, about 60 months? Maybe 70? So of those 70 months we've had since then, Root's been on 19 of them. The third longest running game is Azul with 23. We haven't seen it in years, though. I guess that's because GTS stopped distributing it. As I've said before, they don't distribute some of the biggest games. You don't see them with Ticket to Ride games or Asmodee games. They don't have Catan. I've said before they don't have code names. That's not true. They do actually distribute code names. Debuting at number 7, Dominion Rising Sun by Donald X. Vaccarino, published by Rio Grande Games, the 16th expansion for Dominion. Re-entering at number 6 after several months away, it last charted in April, Sky Team by Luc Raymond, published by Scorpion Maskey. Debuting at number 5, Reef Project by Martino Ciacciera and Federico Pierlorenzi, published by Board and Dice. I'm sure I pronounced that name, Martino's name, incorrectly. I do not speak Italian. Debuting at number 4, Barcelona Passage de Gracia, by Dani Garcia, published by Board and Dice, an expansion for Barcelona. Debuting at number 3, actually up from number 14 in August, One Piece, Luffy's Bento Panic, by Anthony Thorpe, published by Kess. Climbing four spots to return to number 2 after a month away from that spot, The Isle of Cats, by Frank West, published by the City of Games. And climbing up two spots to recapture the number 1 position for the 7th time, Wingspan, by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games. The last time it was number 1 was back in February, so it's been away for 7 months. And by the way, it is Wingspan that is the 2nd longest running game on this list. This is its 28th month. And it is chasing the Isle of Cats, which is in its 35th month on the chart. Well, there are your top 10 according to units sold. Let's compare that to the top 10 revenue list. There, the number 10 is the Barcelona expansion, Passage de Gracia, instead of number 4, like it was in the units. Scythe is at number 9, 9 positions better than the 18 it held down on the units list. Root is 1 better at number 7. I skipped number 8. Sky Team is 2 worse at number 8. Root is 1 better at number 7. At number 11 on the units list was Undaunted 2200 Callisto. It is 5 positions better at number 6 on the sales list. Number 5 is the new Dominion expansion, Rising Sun. 2 better than its other list performance. 1 worse is the One Piece game, Luffy's Bento Panic. At least I hope it's pronounced Luffy. I know nothing about One Piece. At number 3 is a reef project. That's 2 positions better than it had been. Number 2 on both lists is the Isle of Cats, and number 1, Wingspan. This September 2024 GTS Distribution Edition is for Wednesday, December 11th, 2024.